HNR, N4ZLK.
K4HNR.
How far are you from home now?
Short minutes. So close.
How do you go home? Do you go all the way down to Whitehorse?
Stone Avenue. I definitely still have to use a GPS around here. I'm not as familiar with the area. I don't think it's near Whitehorse.
It's 25. If you came out of your place and got on 25 and turned left instead of going up to Hendersonville, it would take you back out to 85, but I was just curious. It probably was the longer way.
I think this way's faster. I went 85 to 385, and now I'm on West Stone Avenue.
1 second, going through security, N4ZLK.
K4HNR.
HXS.
HNR, was that, let's see, KV, give me that one more time.
I know, I talk a little too fast. KV2, Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. Name is Dave.
Good to hear from you. How you doing tonight?
Just going down downtown Greer here to pick up my stepson.
It's only 7 o'clock. I'm excited for the summertime. I like it when the sun is still up at this hour.
Me too. And, I like the summer. I like all the seasons. That's why I moved up here from Florida. It's too hot down there for me anymore.
I bet. I definitely like the seasons up here. Yeah, as opposed to Florida, we don't get a nice little afternoon 30-minute shower every single day.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you can count on that.
I remember my first time going down there for a while, and you see everyone kind of scurry inside around that time, and you're like, what is going on? And it's just crazy. You learn quickly.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, now I got the hiccups. What the heck?
What do you want? That's funny. But yeah, I'm from up over in Hendersonville. I don't know how often you make it up that way, but they've got going right like from Hendersonville over, you know, towards Edneyville or so. They've got Four Seasons Boulevard. It's like the perfect name. We got a little bit of all four seasons, about 3 months of each, I'd say. It's spread pretty good.
I love Hendersonville. Oh, yeah, we go up there all the time. Actually, we were just up in Asheville at the Agricultural Center there for the jewelry show. My wife goes there. So we went up there yesterday.
And 4ZLK.
Yep.
So you met Connor, my son-in-law. So in the rating of the two people I'm talking to, I think he's a little above you.
What's your name?
How does that work?
Oh, you really mean it, Shane?
Go ahead, Dave.
He's above me. That's okay. I accept it.
It's his Florida accent, too.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't insult me.
Turn around insults like that.
He's home, and I played around with him for a little bit, but I had to put him away. I had to make myself step away from him because I needed to get to bed.
How are you going? You're in the truck right now.
Yeah, I'm in my work truck.
All right, well, you better check your ground or something because you're getting a little interference with something.
And I don't know if it's the truck or the radio. I actually have tried a bunch of different things. I think it might be a little of both, but I'm trying to work on it.
It sounds like if you had spark plugs, that's what it sounds like.
All right, we'll do that. I appreciate it. But actually, the ground looks pretty good. It's nice and dry.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch your son-in-law's name. I got the hiccups going on here. Go ahead.
My name's Connor. I've been trying to do a little bit better. I've had my license for, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 years now, and just now getting more active, so trying to be on here a little bit more.
Right, so I've had my license for a few more than a couple of years.
The end of 1990.
Go ahead, Shane.
I got mine at the end of 1990.
That's funny. Yeah, I did some traveling when I started in roofing a few years ago and was out in Raleigh. So they've got the Raleigh Amateur Radio Society, and I found that club and While I was out there, went ahead and got tested and got my general.
I've had my general since, I think, like 2000, when I moved to Florida. I've been licensed since 88, 89.
Shane, guess who I gave my technician license study manual to yesterday?
A pretty educated guest would say Seth. As we saw him last night, he mentioned that you and he were talking about it.
Yeah, he was saying, I don't know, 2 or 3 days ago, man, this year's the year. I finally want to get into it. I've wanted to for so long, but I think this year's the year. I finally can do it.
We can win the whole family over.
So it'll just be the Mabbit show every night at the net.
Well, go ahead, Dave.
Well, gentlemen, I got to duck out here. I got to get my stepson. He's ready for me, so I'm going to go over there and pick him up, you know, run him over to McDonald's or something, and head back to the house. Connor, good to meet you. Welcome to the hobby. And, good luck with Shane. Shane, over to you. KB2HXS.
Have a good evening. I heard that good luck with Shane, I think. I was getting some interference. He needs it. He needs all the luck he can. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Dave. N4ZLK, it was very nice to meet you this morning, officially. See you later. Go ahead, Connor.
Look here, Dave. Nice meeting you. K4HNR. That's funny. Now, I don't need too much luck. It's been a good, 9 years, Shane? I think we'll make it. We're doing all right.
I got this. Yeah, it was my pleasure, Shane. No worries. You two have a good night. Don't beat each other up too much. See ya. 73, KB2HXS, clear with the hiccups. Goodness.
Has it been 9 years, Connor?
He proposed a few months before I met, or when I met them, but a few months before I met you guys. Yeah, well, in June, we'll be married for 7 years, and we were engaged for a year before that, and we dated for a year before that. So I think that's, we're coming up on 9 years.
Maybe girls that old.
It's insane. I can't believe it. Yeah, it feels like yesterday. It feels like forever ago, but it also feels like, I don't know, earlier last year in some ways. That's crazy.
Got married in 2015, I believe. Oh boy, this is going to be difficult keeping all this straight. October of 2015, was it? And about a year and a half before that, when they got engaged, you had met him out there in California.
Yeah, we were at that Chick-fil-A grand opening in somewhere in California, and that Sunday we had off, went to Yosemite and got to see him propose. I got to take pictures of it. Or I think I took a video of it.
Tied, right?
Yep, just got a little too close to the edge of that cliff.
I, for one, am glad that didn't happen. And glad you guys met on that trip. So, anyway. Well, hey, it's very encouraging to hear you on the radio. I'm glad you're getting involved more and more. And yeah, you need to get Seth, encourage Seth along the way. You know how a dad can say things, but it's just not quite the same.
I know what you mean. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I almost said about the falling off a cliff thing. I almost said, oh, I'm glad that didn't turn out either. I don't know where I'd be if that happened. And then, I do know where I'd be. But no, yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, I was excited when he told me that. We'll have to encourage that along and get him tested and licensed.
I didn't want to try to force it when they were younger. There had a lot going on, and with my work schedule, they didn't really see me do much at home. I didn't do much at home on ham radio then, so. And I don't want to force something and make somebody not want to do it. So I'm happy that the interest is slowly growing.
Same here. That's awesome. Well, hey, I just pulled in. I better go in. I think we've got some roast ready for us to eat, have a little late dinner here. But, yeah, Shane, good talking with you. I'm glad to be on the radio a little bit more and to hear you. But, yeah, awesome. I'm going to run inside. N4ZLK, great talking to you. K4HNR.
better get in there, enjoy the roast, and give my love to Gabby. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Well, awesome. Thank you, Shane. K4HNR.